Thank you for calling Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Shaquita. Can I use the Vash to call Bureau Court for quality insurance purposes? How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to open up a claim.
You want to open up a claim?
Yeah, refile for one.
Okay, are you working part time or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, and what's your social?
423-456-0674. Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Miss Tasia Bradley.
Your date of birth?
10/10/96.
Your mother's maiden name?
April Bradley.
And your driver's license number?
I don't know my driver's license number. One
second. Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen? Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
I graduated.
Okay, and if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking savings account on the Alabama prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 10 business days to be delivered to you after approved payments. Now, fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking savings account, recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I get my own bank account.
Checking or saving? And who are you banking with?
Alabama Credit Union.
Okay. And what's their router number?
Hello? 262-277-419.
You said 419?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 262-277-419. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and account number?
2261-5700.
I have 2261-5700.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
4215 12th Street Northeast.
Okay. I have 4215 12th Street Northeast, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your resident address different for your mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
659-734-5325.
Hell, 659-734-5325.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked answer random generic questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1601 Mimosa Park Road, 2100 Lane Gate Drive, 27174 Creekwood Drive, 3811 11 Gizman Place Southwest, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Mimosa Park.
You said which one?
Mimosa Park, the first one.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11, 325 Spruce Avenue, 2103 F. Scott Court, 401 Evelyn Street, 5382 Harvest Ridge Lane, or I have never been associated with any of the addresses?
I think it's neither. I think it's neither.
Say neither?
Yes, ma'am.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 121 South Ryan Street, 13991 Old Marion Road.
Yes, ma'am. Old Marion Road.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that, babe?
A trade readjustment allowance.
I want to say no. When do you get those?
You don't.
Okay. Yeah, because I never heard of it. Please don't think so.
And what's your last day of work?
My last day of work. That's what I pulled it up for. One second, babe. Thank you for being patient.
You're welcome.
Yeah, last time somebody hung up in my face. That was on my last paycheck. It was on the 14th. I just need to go back to the calendar. My last day working was the 7th.
Of July.
Uh-huh.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, I have. I was at Rushfield in Northport.
Okay, what's the work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
What was the work report?
What's the work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with the employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on F-duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school to China?
I couldn't hear you.
Are you currently registered for attending school to China?
I'm okay with training.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are receiving a pension other than Social Security for an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving any money due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work during union hire hall?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Do you obtain work during union hire hall?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your job title?
I was an inspector.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
Is it record sale?
You said it was called what now?
Record sale, but if I went through a temp, I need to put down a temp, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Automation.
Okay. What city and state was the work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
When was your employee start date when you first started working there?
So what's your time to what's
your time? I wanna say on the 23rd. No, on the 22nd.
Oh, what month?
June.
From this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that work phone number?
Ooh.
What are y'all
gonna do? It is 205-344-6119.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working with this company?
They end up switching me to morning shift. So I could train, but I had ended up getting a car wreck, so I had to depend on other people to take me to work, and I was like late 3 days in a row.
Okay, and do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your temporary pin for you file your weekly certification every Sunday is 7496.
7496?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also review for work with the Alabama Career Assistance System. Your career assistance application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain the active career assistance application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Must be able and available to work and actively seek a full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims will kind of usually begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet on this week. Failure to make and complete your certification this week could result in loss of benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file through the telephone number to call this week is 1-800-752-7389. Do you need me to repeat that number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to file instructions leads to result in loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4521. 4524. Do you need to repeat that number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How do you say your first name?
You said, how do I say it?
How do you say it?
Nastasia.
Nastasia Brightly, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. Did you say that we said the only requirement was I needed to update my resume?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you do that at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you?
That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Clients Line. Enjoy your day.
Do y'all have, like,